Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Let's play some music here. Father's world, all that is not done. More than clothing. Look at the birds of the air. bear. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, he will not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Your heavenly Father is a great provider for all the earth. He gives rain when the earth needs refreshment. He calls the sun from his hiding when the earth needs warmth. He gives to the animals their food, the flowers their beauty, the birds their shelter, and you and me everything we need. We worship a God who is both loving and powerful. He is both omnipotent and omnipresent. He is both good and able. If he were not, would he be forced to fend for ourselves, striving for that which is his promise to provide? If he were only good, we could not be assumed of the provisions his power provides. And if he were only able, we would fear for the lack of his desire to provide. But God is our Heavenly Father, who both knows what we need and wants to provide for us in exceeding measures. He is our great creator and sustainer, Lord of all and Lord in all. So why do you fear your needs? Why do you stress over the foundational cares of this life while your Heavenly Father is seated on the throne? The truth is that until we experience for ourselves both the goodness and power of our Heavenly Father, the truth of His provision will only ever feel like a heady theological principle. Until we experience firsthand the character and provision of our God, fear will remain. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, it says, there is no fear in love, but for her perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with the punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So God longs to perfect you in His love today. He longs to guide you into an encounter with His goodness and power. He longs to establish a foundation of His faithfulness by which you can live in faith. May you have a transformative encounter with the Holy Spirit today that frees you from fear and striving as you enter into guided prayer. Meditate on God's promises of provision. Allow Scripture to renew your mind and transform the way you act, think, and feel. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the only one who seeks finds, to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you is his son, ask him for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? So where do you have fear in regards to provision? Where are you striving for what God has already promised to provide? Where does God want to bring peace in your life today? Take time to allow God to reveal His goodness and power. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into an encounter with all that is good, with all that God is. Allow Scripture to speak to your circumstances so that you might live today in line with God's promises. No matter how old we get, God will still be our Father. We never have to go through a season apart from His perfect provision. We never have to step outside of His leadership and love. He will always be our Good Shepherd. He will always be our Sustainer. And He will always be our Heavenly Father who provides. Never doubt the goodness and the power of your God. Rest in His promises and continue to grow in your knowledge and as you be resting in His presence, may you experience today the abundant provisions of your loving Heavenly Father. I highly suggest that you read Matthew chapter 6 and read His devotional morning light. Amen. Well, this now brings us to the most important question of the evening. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way to up or down? Maybe you lack purpose in life and need something. Or maybe you're suffering from anxiety or depression. Or maybe you're suffering from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling or overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. Okay, but in order for Him to do so, He has to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. Well, the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be a personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say the prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door while I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to say welcome to the family of God. Okay, and may He keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry, we'd like you to call area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. All right. Okay, all righty. Well, let's take some callers.
You have nothing on.
I'm talking.
That's why they're asking you.
Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hello here, Pastor Kenneth Fisherman here. Yeah. Hello here.
Yeah, I can hear you.
This here is Mr. Benjamin Buford von Hale, third here. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, the third here. Yeah. I do not wish to start any trouble here. No, sir. Hello here. Yeah. Hello.
Okay, I hear you.
Lord have mercy. Now, since Mr. Tony is not on, Tony Gaga, here, yeah, I was wondering here if you could possibly, and I'm not drunk, by the way, here. I'm having some lady trouble here, and I know you and I don't see eye to eye, Mr. Fisherman here, but I was wondering here, what was I saying here? Well, what I say? I say, hello there, Pastor Kenneth Fisherman. Trust the Kenny Fisherman here. Hello here.
Hello.
Hello there, sir. Where is Mr. Furtado? Is he around here?
He's around somewhere.
Okay, very good here. And you see here, I have a question here. Why? Well, hold on here. Lord have mercy. You're going to have to call me back here. Kenneth Fisherman here. And
I can't because all you got is a 111 number.
Listen here. I called into the show here for godly advice here because I'm trying to be godly to you, so you should be godly to me here. But it seems like, sir, you must be intoxicated here.
No, I'm not intoxicated. You called in from the 111 area code with a 111 number. I can't call you back. You'd have to give me your regular number.
Hello? Yeah? Mary Lou, why are you in my dreams here? Lord have mercy.
Goodbye. 111.
Hey, Ken, why won't you call him back? I mean, it's BBF, for God's sake.
I can't call him back. I don't have his number.
Are you telling the truth, or you just don't feel like it? You don't feel
like
calling him?
He called in on a 111 number like you did.
I'm on a 111?
Yeah.
I think your phone system might be broken.
No, it's through Blog Talk.
Well, is there anybody else that's on? Or is everybody a 111?
Yep.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
Oh. I didn't even know you were on tonight. I called the number because I just to see if you were on. I didn't know. And then I heard BBF talking and wow. So did you do one of your sermons or?
Yes, I did one of my sermons.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to catch that on the replay. Hey, tomorrow's a big holiday. You got anything planned? February 14th, what do you got going on?
No, I got nothing planned.
Do you normally do a Valentine's Day thing, or? Are you typing?
Well, we exchange some candy.
Oh. Do you get the sugar-free kind because you're diabetic?
Yeah.
Is Tony listening? Because I was going to ask you a question. If he's online, I'm not going to ask.
Yeah, he's listening.
Okay, I was going to ask you what gift you got him, but I don't want you to blow a surprise. I'm not even in the chat room. What's going on in the chat room?
Nothing really major.
Who's in there?
Mad Mark, Hunky Jinx, Tony Farrar, Ashley, Mike Hunt, and Uncle Tony.
Oh, Uncle Tony. I mean, it's been a long time since he's called in. I wonder what's going on with him. And Mike Hunt, he should call in too. And I feel bad. I missed your message. What was the topic tonight? Was it about love?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Man, I'm so embarrassed. I didn't listen to the sermon. I'm not in the chat room. I'm totally unprepared. Man, oh, man. All right, let's open those phone lines. Let's open those lines. Let's go. Come on.
Okay. All righty. 111.
Hello, Bitch Kenny.
Hello, how you doing?
I am doing well, my son.
That's good.
You are doing poorly because you are a bitch.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Hello, Kenny. Sorry for that imposter, Kenny.
Yes, I know.
Kenny, this is Rabbi Reverend Dr. Pastor Astronaut and Prophet Kent Douglas Hopper. You know, a lot of people call me a prophet for different reasons, but mostly they call me a prophet because I would make a profit from putting your ass out on the street and making money, Kenny. And I would make massive funds from making you sell your anus and your penis, Kenny. And you would love it. Tell the people how you would love this. Kenny,
no,
tell
I wouldn't love it. I'm still over that.
Tell
by
them that's why they call me a prophet, Bitch Kenny. Bitch Kenny, shut up.
Goodbye. One, 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 you're on the air.
As I said, Bitch Kenny, you...
Goodbye. Okay, well... Okay, I can see we have enough of that. Okay, well, let's play some music.
Save my world in chains of love, 'cause time to fly. Thank you.
Okay. Let's take some callers.
Oh.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Oh, shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
Shalom. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Kenny, how you been, brother? I haven't talked to you in ages, brother.
I've been okay.
You hanging in there?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Amen, brother. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to see you still doing the show, brother.
Oh, yeah, still doing the show.
Everything is good with the family?
Oh, yeah, everything's great. Talk to my daughter, Tabitha. Everything's been great.
Well, praise the Lord, Kenny. Sounds like everything is wonderful and blessed in your world right now. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Kenny, well, the reason why I haven't called, brother, there's a couple, but one of the main reasons I haven't called is actually I made the pilgrimage out to Tel Aviv, and I visited the place of your family's demise, and I wanted to pay respects and pay homage to your family. And so I made the pilgrimage out to Tel Aviv.
Okay, yeah. Amen to that. Okay.
111. Okay.
You called your own show.
Okay. Tel Aviv. Okay. Boom! Bust! Okay.
Ooh. Ooh, okay, this time I'll do it. Ooh, we've had enough of that. That's funny, though.
111.
Hey, Kenny, I'm sorry we got disconnected earlier. I'm not sure what happened.
I don't know.
Who was that guy that Tony Farrar just hung up on? Who was that?
Impersonator of me.
Well, I didn't sound like you.
Oh,
we don't think so either.
Tony, what you got planned for the 14th? Big holiday tomorrow. What you got planned?
Just a few things.
Lies?
Well, I'm certainly not going to discuss them on here.
Why? Because they're of an intimate nature?
Well, they should be on Valentine's Day, don't you think?
Okay. Does it involve Does it involve anyone taking a little blue pill?
Please don't make me reach over and hang up.
Why are you so crabby lately? What's going on with you?
Don't form silliness.
It's like you haven't been getting any action lately. Victor's not putting out? Victor isn't putting out?
What did you say?
You said Victor isn't putting out?
Which one is he again? Who's next?
I don't know. We'll find out. It's only 111 caller. Hello, 111.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Rico?
Not bad. I was calling to congratulate you on your singing career. You do very good with the songs. They're very good. The mix that we did in the studio for the Yanni Long Feather Blow Your Room song came out very nice. And I hope that you'll get my chocolates I sent to you for Valentine's Day as a new appreciation for our friendship.
Amen. Thank you, Brinko.
You're very welcome. You, gonna do another song anytime soon, because I really want to hear a more like a like you're saying, oh, dog, what can I do? But I want to hear more of a more Christian songs like what you play on the radio.
Okay, I'll be playing some more songs in a little bit.
No, no, no. You're the one going to sing the songs because you are a singer now.
I'm not a singer. No.
You've been singing on the Tony Gaga show. So you are a singer now. You sing all the music.
That's not me singing. That's somebody else.
So you... So
it's
now I'm a lying...
No, I'm not lying. It's an impersonator.
So now I'm a lying dick sock because you're not the one singing. So you're going to say I'm a lying dick sock.
I'm not going to say you lie.
I want my
you're misinformed. Adios. Okay. One more word.
Hello. Kenny. So you're going to be a bottom bitch for Valentine's.
Goodbye. Ken.
Banjo. Where's my banjo? Banjo, where's my banjo? Banjo, where's my banjo? Banjo,
okay.
What happened to Tony G? I thought he was on
111. No, he left the chat room.
Oh.
He wasn't on.
Oh. I didn't think so.
Okay, hold on, let's see. 111.
Banjo.
111. Hello, 111, you're on
here. Hello, this is Mike Hunt, personal trainer.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Kenny, I wanted to run an idea by you. There's a guy that comes into my gym that I'm training, one of my clients, and he's a top producer of reality TV shows. And, you know, when I'm around these people, sometimes I have ideas in the back of my head, and I said, what the heck? So I ran an idea by him, and I said, you know, here's the idea, please consider it. I said, I explained who you were, what type of show you run, and he was interested, but he said, you've got to spice up the drama if you're actually going to do a reality show. And he said, what would you call it? I said, I don't know. Maybe like it's got to be catchy, have a catchy title like The Gay Pastor from Texas or like one of these crazy reality shows. And, you know, the camera crew could follow you and Furtada and show, you know, you preaching to Doug and to other people on your blog talk show. And to spice up the drama for the show, the camera crew can film, you know, Tony F. beating you and putting you in a kennel. That'd be great for a show. And the show could document your lifestyle, like your smoking, your gambling, gay sex, online GoFundMe scams, his two passions in life, the gay lifestyle and God. I think that would make an outstanding reality show.
Well, you know
all
what,
the drama.
Silly. Okay. Well, goodbye, Mike. Okay.
And he's always so amusing.
Yeah, I know. 111, you're on the air.
Good evening, Dr. Kenneth Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Palmentero from Imperial Beach, California. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm just listening to all the wacky stuff that goes on your show, and it some of it's amusing, but some of it's special, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
I just wanted to say that, I wanted to mention to you that I fell back into my old lifestyle for a little bit, and I needed a friend, someone, a shoulder to cry on, or someone to help me in my moment of need. I Dr. Fishman, I hope you, you're not mad at me, but I went back into my old lifestyle.
No, I'm not mad at you. Sometimes, you know, it's hard, living the straight path, okay?
Oh, it was hard, believe me. That's what she said. It was really hard. And, but at the end of the day, we got through it, and I mean, it was happy for me. It was, even though I sinned quite a bit, I was, able to do what I do best. And that is, through a sharp knife and a beautiful neck and throat and a,
Yep. Okay. All righty. Well. Okay. Well, guys, my phone is beeping. I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless you all. Thank you for coming into the chat room. Okay. Everyone have a great night. Okay,
stay out of that cold, stay out of that snow and ice, guys. It's supposed to be nasty out there for a whole lot of the country. So, be careful. Are we still on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. God bless you. Have a good night.